Hi, I'm Kiki Saintonge. I'm a program manager on the XAML controls team. And today we're going to be taking a look at the reveal highlight behavior. So reveal highlight is our introduction to light in the UWP platform. And today we're going to be taking a look at when and where to use it, the parts that make it up, and how to set it up. And this is both where we'll be able to enable it by default, as well as how to enable it on the common controls through a style and then on some custom controls that you might have. So real quick, we're going to take a look at the calculator control that you see here. And reveal was designed to help give more interactive context to control dense areas. So in this case, you see that we have the memory buttons up at the top that don't really have any structure or any indication that you can click on them by default or when you're hovering around off of that part of the app. But once you get to that area, we start lending a little bit more hierarchy and what we call an approach visual through illuminating the borders with reveal highlight. And then when you hover over them, we show a hover animation. And this also includes a press animation, which is a bit of a pulse out. And that's what makes up reveal. And reveal is great in commanding situations like command bar. And it's also great in content dense situations like what you see here in calculator. So we're going to take another look at another version of where you can use this. So if you look here at the movies and TV, we're not going to play this because we're actually going to look down here at the commanding bar that movies and TV has at the bottom. And you'll see here we have the fast forward, the play, and the fast backward down here. And you'll see that there actually is a reveal that's being enabled here. And it kind of gives you a little bit more context when you're hovering down there without having to add any borders or backplates and detract from the main focus of the app, which in this case happens to be the video. And when you hover over the buttons themselves, you'll see that the hover light will start to appear and it'll show when you press certain things. It's a nice little visual affordance that you can interact with those buttons down there, but we're not going to annoy you by showing that they're always there to be interacted with even once you're playing. So by default, we sort of categorize a lot of our controls into what we consider to be high content density apps or commanding apps, and we enabled reveal by default in those things. And those controls included all of our list controls, our new navigation control, the drop-downs for things like auto suggest box and combo box, the media transport control buttons, and calendar view. So now we're going to take a look at how you can enable these on some more special situations where they're not on by default. So we're going to take a look at a sample app I have here. Now I have two app bar buttons at the top, a cloned or retemplated button control in the middle, and a grid view button at the bottom. So, and we'll talk about the grid view in a little bit, but you can sort of see, if you have a keen eye, you can see that the border is showing there, but it doesn't look all that great yet. So first we're going to enable reveal on the like and the dislike buttons at the top, because they're kind of subtle, and there are a lot of cases where you have app bar buttons floating out in space, and or you have them in your own commanding surface and you want to enable reveal on them. So for cases like that, it's very straightforward. We take the style, we set the theme resource to app bar button reveal style. And this will apply for all of our button-based controls we have enabled reveal on them with an easy to apply style. Save that and run it. Now we have the nomenclature for this is the control name, then reveal style at the end. And this also applies to lightweight styling. And you can see all of the controls that we have enabled the style on the Windows Style Guide site. So if we boot this back up, you'll see here that we'll have the on approach behavior, as well as the hover behavior, and the press, the light pulse out when you press. So that's all good, right? It looks a lot better. But what do we do about this custom control down here? How would we enable it if we had something custom? So for that case, it's going to be a little bit more complicated. I have here defined custom button style. And so I've cloned or retemplated this control. And in this part, this is where it's important for the approach versus the actual hover. So there are two components to reveal. There's the border that shows when you just hover near an item and also when you hover over. And then there's the actual hover light itself that shows that you're, the item that you're hovering over itself. And it's not more universal like the border is. So the border is not tied to a visual state. It's just a brush. So you can apply it to controls like grid or rectangle that don't actually have any visual states attached to them. But in this case, we're just going to enable it on the border so that we can see it on approach. And then we're going to enable the pointer over visual state for reveal, which means we have to cut out the old one because this is a completely new thing with its own set of lightweight styling definitions, button reveal, background pointer over, and so on. This follows a similar nomenclature to the style when you're applying. So it's the control name, reveal, and then the control part and the state that it's in. So now that we have that set up, we're only enabling reveal on the pointer over and then the border on approach. So you'll see that once we run this a second time, you'll notice that there won't be any press animation when I click on that custom button because I didn't explicitly set that. So you'll see there's the on approach and then there's the hover, but you'll notice on the press it's just acting like a normal button. So if I wanted that press behavior that I see up here, the really nice pulse outward, then I'd have to go into each individual state and enable all of those reveal setters for all the ones that I want to reveal on. We're not going to do it for this case because it's just an example for a custom control. Now the last thing we want to take a look at is that grid view item that I showed you before. So typically reveal the light itself when you hover over the item sits behind content, and this also includes text. But in some cases you don't want your reveal light to sit behind the content if you have a tile or an image or a certain case where it feels better to you that you want it on top. And if that's the case, then we're going to take item container style, very similar to applying the app bar button style. And we're going to take this really long but very descriptive name, so the grid view item reveal background shows above content style. It's very explicit and it tells you that if I were to run this, it's going to move for grid view's case, it's going to move the hover light from behind the content to on top of the content. And this applies to text as well, so just be careful how you've layered your data template when you do this. And now you'll see, when you hover around, there's a slight light that follows the mouse. And there's the reveal now on top of the content. And it shows very nice when you click with the tilt. Still, everything's still there. If I had more items, you'd notice that this wasn't selected, and you'd see the border approach like you do with the other. So that's how you would enable it on your custom controls and on your common controls through a style. And it's really the basis of how to use Reveal. Thank you.